As Great Britain's Winter Olympians headed to Beijing for the Winter Olympics, North Staff Ski Club were Cheshire's Silt 106.9 Club of the Week. And although their location in Kidsgrove may be just across the Cheshire-Staffordshire border, the club attracts skiers from across Cheshire and further afield. Simon Jones is the club's vice chair.
The whole idea of the club is for the community. It's a cheap way of getting people in the area who can typically skiing is seen to be an expensive hobby. Now that's with clothes, equipment, and we provide all the equipment as far as skis go. And all they have to do is have turn up with gloves, long sleeves, and waterproof trousers. So we make it accessible to anybody. We also, later on in the summer, run groups like scouts and schools, and we do, you know, block bookings for things like that. And what we tend to find now is the community is actually expanded. We get people coming down from Macclesfield and much further afield now than what it used to be. So we try and get it so anybody can afford to ski. And that's great for when they want to go on holiday. We get a lot of people who want to go, or they used to go, and we get them back in the mood for it cheaply. But what you tend to find is that the community is so good here that people stay on, and it's, you know, you see people come through from when they can remember, people teach them to ski when they were children, and they got to the point now where they've gone through and they're even training to be instructors or are instructors now. So you see the progression right through from young, right the way through. So it tends to be a long term club, this does, for members. And you don't get people joining and disappearing. They seem to be like we are here. You know, once you're in, you don't want to go. Anybody can do it. You know, we've got people in the 80s skiing at the club. We've got some instructors who are quite old. I won't mention ages, but quite old. And that just shows you it's not a young sport. It doesn't have to be a young sport. We've got very varied. So 6 is a minimum age, and that's not, we're not trying to cut people out there. It's more about the ability to use the toe. We found it at that certain point, we can teach them to ski younger, but they won't have the strength or physically big enough to actually be able to get on the toe and take it. So they'd always be on a nursery, which is, it spoils it for them. So we made that decision so they can experience everything on the slope. So it's a brilliant sport for all ages, and as a family, as with friends, with groups, it's just magical. Because we're all volunteers, we don't open during the day in the week, because most of us are either retired or have to go work. So we open on a Monday to a Thursday evening, from 7 till 9 o'clock. During the winter, we open on a Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday we're open all day. Sunday mornings have always been priority for the children, so that'll be children's lessons, who are very small, and also the children's club, which is free to the members, where we try and give them free tuition and progress them on. And we, like I say, we've seen kids go through from starting to ski right through the children's club and starting to learn to be an instructor. And you really see that progression. What tends to happen is you'll get the children coming first, whether that be with school or scouts or friends, really. And you'll always tend to then find that the parents won't get involved as well, because it is a family sport as well. You'll get a lot of families going all the way together with the children. So it's either the adults have skied in the past and they want their children to learn to ski so they can go away as a family, or the children start and the parents thinking, you know, we'd like to do this. Because we offer that community here, like Peter said, with the Club Aldrey, where a lot of people, big group, can go. And it is very family orientated, the club is. It really is. And we just want to make it that available to families. It's a very reasonable cost.
John Daines first came to the club in 1991 after seeing an advert for the club in the local newspaper. 20 years later, and John is still involved as the club's treasurer and also as a ski instructor.
The slope was originally built in 1973. It was operated commercially originally by the council, but went out of business, by which time there was a ski club that was travelling to Telford on Saturdays. But when it got to the state where they'd got two coach loads going to Telford, they then went to the council and got the council to give them a licence to use the slope. And then the club built itself up and surfaced more and more of the area. In 1993, there was a bit of a parting of the ways in that the people who had been running it went off to Festival Park, and the club, the rest of the club, decided they would run it on a voluntary basis, four evenings a week and Sundays. And that's how we've functioned ever since. Totally voluntary, low prices. We've got a main slope, which is, all the surfaces are carpeted. It's a patented carpet with a thick underlay, which means that A, it does simulate snow, and B, it's quite soft to fall on, because every so often people do fall over. So there's the main slope. Down the side of that, there are some waves, which means that it gets people used to having a less than even surface. And then the other side of the lift, there is a permanent freestyle slope, which is open to members. If you're a club member and you've got a helmet with the right sticker, you can go on the freestyle slope, and that's open all the time that the slope is open, which is not necessarily true of all places. So that's a summary. We have a kitchen that serves hot and cold drinks and snacks during the week, but on Sunday mornings it does oat cakes and bacon sandwiches and that sort of thing, and they are really worked out. We have a junior club on Sunday morning, which is free for members. So juniors up to 16 or 17 can come down, and it's free to them as members. And there are probably 8 or 9 instructors who will take them on through a sort of graded badge system from level 1 up to level 9.
What is it that has made you stick at it and you're still involved now? What is it that you enjoy most?
I just love coming down here. I mean, I'm an instructor as well, so I mean, I just love teaching people, and the satisfaction from either curing someone's nervousness. You know, I think I'm quite good with a group of people who get very nervous and getting that out. And then when that's gone, you know, I mean, the change in them. But I also am the treasurer, so. It gives me pleasure. I enjoy doing the financial side of it, and seeing the club grow, and the whole atmosphere. It's like a community or a big family. You know, coming down here is just a pleasure.
Peter Skirvin is from Macclesfield and is one of the many volunteer ski instructors at the club who give up their time to pass on their knowledge and passion through the club's ski lessons.
I've been with the club probably 20 years. I was involved because I learnt to ski as a child via school and then didn't really do anything for the following 20 years. So I was looking around for something to take up again and found Kids Grove, and been here ever since. I love the sport, so and I get satisfaction from developing and perfecting my technique and skills. But it's being part of a community. And it's a community that has a common interest. You know, we enjoy snow sports and we enjoy skiing. And there is nothing more rewarding than helping people to develop something that you also have a passion in. So that's probably why I've stuck at it. We see people come, we see people go. But I've made a lot of friends here, and we have a club holiday every year, and you see the same people on that club holiday sometimes, and you see new faces. And the great thing about the club holiday is that you can go away for a week with like-minded people and find somebody to ski with at your level of either competence or enjoyment. So if you went away as a family, you could literally have a family in four different groups, because one person likes to go away with the people who are flying down the mountain. Somebody else might be going with a group of people who are quite nervous and new to skiing. And sometimes it might be the people who like to do a piste and then a coffee, a piste and then a coffee. And that's part of the fun. It's about relaxing and doing what you want to do. And I've found people in this club who I can spend time with and really enjoy it. It is a very, very friendly and welcoming place. And to put it into perspective, I went skiing on holiday at Christmas. So we're in the middle of Italy, and someone came up to me and said, "I know you. Do you go to Kidsgrove Ski Club?" Which is like bizarre. But that's the sort of situation that you can find yourself in. And whether you're walking down the street or here in the club or in the park, it's always very, very welcoming. And the enthusiasm for snow sports and skiing is unabounded. And I think that comes from the members and the people who run the place. We're just passionate about it, and we want people to enjoy and share our passion. And in terms of the opportunities for people to get involved at the club, we see skiing as the output, and I've spoken about instructors, but this place wouldn't exist without all the other volunteers, some of whom are skiers, many of whom are not, who maintain the facilities, maintain the lift, maintain the water system, service it all. They will look after the clubhouse, they'll look after the kitchen. We've got boots to clean, we've got boots to service, skis to clean, skis to service, and to issue out to the people who are coming through the facility. And so if people want to get involved, they don't have to be a skier. That's the passion. But we wouldn't survive without all those volunteers who come along and give their time regularly and commit and help us to keep going.
The two ski slopes are on the edge of Bathpool Park, with one slope used for teaching and recreational use and the other for freestyle, including permanent jumps and rails. The freestyle slope was a big investment by the club, but it has been a welcome addition for the club's members and for groups further afield.
The biggest thing we find is when we first decided to build the freestyle slope, it was quite a major step for us, and that's when you started seeing the popularity of particularly the Olympics in freestyle, and that's when we really kicked off then. And we had Rowan Cheshire, who's a local girl. So Rowan was in the Olympics, and we realised that freestyle is the way forward. All the young'uns have seen it on TV, they've seen the Olympics, and it's suddenly become a really big sport on TV. So we thought, we've got to go for this. We got some more land at the side we could use, because where the freestyle slope is at the moment, that was just derelict land. So we made the big jump to go for a dedicated freestyle, because all the children, they seem to be thinking, this is the way forward. And it was a major risk, but it's certainly paid off now. And every time you see the Olympics, everybody's really interested in the freestyle, the slope style, R pipes, the jumps, everything. And we've got the facilities now, particularly the jumps, that the kids like to see in the Olympics. And it's gone from strength to strength. It really was a great decision, but it was scary to make that, because we've always really been a club who concentrates on teaching people standard skiing, ready to go on all day. But then suddenly this slope comes about, and that has really helped the membership, to the point where in the past we've even had people travel from like Birmingham University in the week. And they'll organise a minibus, and they'll come up here just to use our freestyle slope, because they just aren't the facilities like that around here locally at all. So we do get people out of the area who want to make the most of it and prepare to travel to use the slope. So it's great particularly the new, you know, the snow, the Winter Olympics come along again. What we'll, I'm pretty sure once these have been on, we'll get another influx again. People will realise that we've got a freestyle slope here and they'll want to do that. Obviously, they can't go straight on to it, but they can progress. They can progress from learning how to ski and to the point where they can learn how to do freestyle. Again, we are, it's very professional how we run this. We've got all the proper insurance, we've got all the parts, no sport England. And if somebody wants to use the freestyle slope, we, if they're young, we have to get permission from the parents. So we have a standard form which shows potential risks, and they have to declare that they are happy for the children to go that. We insist on helmets, but we do provide tuition. So on a Friday night, every 2 weeks, we'll run a freestyle evening. And that is all about our golf, because we have got proper freestyle coaches as well. Not just skiing coaches, but coaches are also trained in freestyle. So they all give that facility and their knowledge, and learn the young'uns to actually how to use the jumps, the pipes, and all the equipment we got here. And then we took that another stage further a few years ago, where we bought an airbag. Now again, that was quite a big investment, but it is taking that one step further. Again, there's not, I don't think there's a massive amount of places got an airbag. So apart from, the only thing we haven't got is an off pipe, really. I think everything else, we've got a great basis for people to learn and try and emulate what they see on TV. So Olympics is great for us because, you see, we'll see another influx again. It's not just skiing, it's like one big community. And it's a really good place to be. We're all volunteers. So what you'll find is all the instructors aren't doing this to earn money. They're doing this because they love it. They're doing it for the joy of it and the enthusiasm. And they want to be there. They want to be passing their knowledge on to other people and broadening the spectrum for everybody. So we do it for the love of it.
When you're standing at the bottom looking at the white surface used on the 90-metre slopes, it does give you a feeling of being on a snowy mountain. But how does the artificial surface at North Staff Ski Club compare with skiing on actual snow?
So the surface that we ski on is a carpet. It's a playgrass type of carpet. So the way it differs, the experience differs mainly from snow, is that when you're skiing on snow, there's a build-up, a little bit of a dam of snow underneath the skis, which helps you to turn and control. You don't get quite that same effect when you're skiing on the carpet. So it is very akin to skiing on snow. You'll get a little bit more of a downhill drift, should we say, when you're skiing on the carpet. But what that does mean is you actually have to develop and fine-tune your skills more. So what we do find is that after people have skied or learnt on an artificial slope, they almost go on to snow and say, well, what was all the fuss about? And conversely, anybody who's been on a winter holiday and a snow sports holiday, it takes a little bit of a while to get used to the artificial surface again.
It's clubs like North Staff Ski Club that are the lifeblood of skiing in the UK, and they're expecting an influx of interest in the club, with people inspired by what they've seen on the slopes of Beijing.
I think what we see from the Olympics, because we're an all-year-round sport here, so the Olympics gives us a peak, and we're all interested in it, and we'll follow the skiers or the boarders that we're passionate about. Now that we do have the likes of Dave Riding, that creates more of an interest in downhill skiing, because the UK in general will never create a gold medal winning downhill skier, because we just haven't got the facilities in this country. So unless you go abroad and train all the time abroad and practice all the time abroad, whereas now with the freestyle facilities, we have the opportunity to develop people those very early years, and it's those early years which will make Olympians. And so that's why our freestyle slope is so important.
Snow Sport England have been running a project called the Futures Project, where they've been going round to various freestyle slopes in the country and running courses, and we've supported that. I think we've had probably four or five of those sessions where people come not necessarily from our club but other places with a Snow Sport England coach, and out of that are possibly going to be people for the future.
If you look at all the GB skiers out there, whether that be freestyle or like Dave Riding, they've all started from places like this. Dave Riding started on an artificial ski slope. That's where his skiing evolved and initially started, and now he's winning World Cup events. And the same we've got with freestyle. We've got quite a few freestyle people from Jenny Jones, Woody, there's quite a few, and they've all started places like this. This is the grassroots of it, at all, from it. Mm. Woody, then in the past you've had Jenny Jones, you got Mai Brooks. We've got quite a few GB skiers out there on the international circuit now, and they have all started from places like Kidsgrove. This is the grassroots of the sport. Dave Riding is winning now. He won his first GB World Cup at Kitzbühel last weekend. First time ever for a Great Britain skier. And he started on artificial. This is where it all starts. And Dave Ryan is where it all terminates, the peak of his sport. So without places like this, we don't get the Dave Ridings and Jenny Joneses and the Woodies. We haven't got the snow. We're not lucky to have snow like that. If you look at places like France and Austria, they have snow all the time. And you'll actually find when you're on all-day skiing, particularly when, say, in Austria, where the kids are still at school, the kids ski as part of one of their normal lessons at school. And that's why they're so good. That's why they win all these things. So for us, as a country, Great Britain, to be able to get to the same sort of level is amazing. It's got to start somewhere, and it starts with places like Kidsgrove.
So whether you could be a future Winter Olympian or are just interested in giving skiing a go, here's how you can find out more.
The reason that I think people should take an interest and come down to the club is that it's an opportunity to participate in physical exercise. It's outdoors. We have we believe a great community spirit, and whether you're a family, a single person, or a couple, you will be able to develop your skill and appreciation in this sport to a level that you are comfortable with and get enjoyment out of. Because at the end of the day, we're here for people to enjoy themselves and to do it safely, and that's why people should get involved with this club.
It's a great family sport at the end of the day, and we give that opportunity to be able to learn to ski. It's prices where you wouldn't think possible. Because we're not a commercial entity and we're all volunteers here, the prices are extremely cheap. So we find a lot of people even walking past. You look, just come in, talk to people, see what we got to offer. We also, once or twice a year, we run a taster sessions where instead of having to pay for lessons, we'll offer like half an hour free lesson just to see if you like it. Or and then we find a lot of people will try that and then think, oh, I like this. And then they'll book up for some lessons. But once you get past that stage where you've got your lessons, you can then really start to come part of the club. And you pay the fee for the annual membership, and you come as many times as you want. There's no extra cost on top of that. And it's not expensive sport when you come via us. We make it accessible to everybody, all ages, and it's not a lot. So we offer children, I think it's £35 for three lessons, and it's an affordable sport for the family once they learn to ski and they've been signed off, they've had lessons. It then becomes a cheap sport. They can do virtually all year long.
Have a go. Either pick up the phone or look at the website. Just Google ski in Kidsgrove. And the site will come up. There's a website with all the details on it and the phone number. Ring us up, book some lessons, or just come down here when we're open and have a look. See what's involved.